Time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomok.
Guys, get a mouthful. Let's get started.
It's 7:30 on a Friday morning, and a group of young professionals gather to discuss their business plans. These seniors in high school are a part of the Montgomery County CEO program. The CEO stands for Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities. On this particular morning, instead of spending their first hour in school, they're clad in ties and blazers and dress pants and gleaning real-world experience from a local business owner. These 15 students are the first to take part in the program in Montgomery County. The program began in Effingham, Illinois, and its success was noticed. Cheryl Mitchell is the interim executive director for the Midland Institute for Entrepreneurship. Mitchell says the way the CEO program got started was an entrepreneurial process in itself.
The class happened as a result, just kind of by happenstance. Craig worked with a teacher in Effingham, Joe Fothery, and they did this filming thing and said, hey, every kid should do this, and that's kind of how it started. So it's, you know, it's one of those entrepreneurial things that just sort of happened. And then Craig was the first facilitator of the CEO program, and when they started another CEO program, he couldn't be the facilitator in both. So then they started to see that this is an opportunity and a concept that is going to work. So the Institute was formed in 2010 by Midland States Bank. They kind of funded that and helped them get that started, and Craig became the executive director at that point.
The Midland Institute was created as a kind of mothership, as Mitchell calls it, for the whole program. They act as a kind of resource, support system, and main office for the program. According to Mitchell, the goal was to have three CEO classes going in 2015. There are currently 30 CEO classes in four different states. So how does it work? There are basically only two essentials: that the class does not meet in a school, and local business investors fund it. Someone has to decide that their community needs this program and get a board together of business, community, and education representatives and investors to fund it. Before we get too deep into the workings of the program, let's hear from some of the students.
I was really scared whenever we started. I thought that I would be overwhelmed, but everyone we've met has like opened a lot of doors for me, I felt like, and they really connected. Even as young as we are, they've treated us as business professionals, and I thought that was really nice of them.
I expected to be straight out told what was going to be happening. I wasn't really expecting more of myself taking lead and what I know. I wasn't expecting that at all. And
my favorite part has been the gaining of advice, I think. Like being with my Nokomis people, I'm still comfortable, but I've gained a lot of friendships through with the other schools. And so we're all working as a team kind of to gain all this information, and we help each other out, and I think that's really cool. That way I'm like comfortable and not like on my own, but I'm still exposed to many different people, and so the advice that comes with it I will like use for, I don't know, my life in the future, not necessarily just business life. They're like everyday aspects. So
a lot of kids are in here for like the experience, and I am too as well. Like, I don't know if my business is going to work out. And if it doesn't, it's nothing in the world. It's awesome that I've got this experience, and it's going to help me so much when I'm going out into the job world and I'm trying to find a job. They see, oh, wow, you have this awesome background knowledge that no one else got. Like, there's 15 of us, and how many kids are in the county? I mean, a ton. And, I mean, we're this small little pinch of kids that have this awesome opportunity to just learn and soak things up in such a different way, and it's so much better than being in history class first hour and falling asleep. I mean, it's great.
The students submit applications for the program when they're juniors. According to Joanna, it includes an essay or statement on basically why they think CEO would be valuable to them, their hopes and dreams for the future, and their connection with the prospect of being an entrepreneur or business person and their drive to do it.
So we had to write this paper about what we want to do with our lives, of like what kind of business, if we have a business idea about ourselves, what we want to do, and what we see ourselves in the future. And I'm not going to lie, I thought I had a pretty good paper. Like, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so perfect. Like, I want to plant my kids' roots in the same soil that I've been in, you know, like, and it just was so perfect, and it just everything as I was applying is just like, this is so perfect for me. And I mean, they took a while. I think it was maybe a month or so, and then they finally come back to us, you're in, we're having a meeting in June, come to us. It's like, okay, it's like I have to go get professional clothes. Like, I don't have professional clothes, I have to go buy some. And so, I mean, we had our meeting and we met the board, and they are all really, really nice and really enthusiastic, and it's great. It's
good. Students also submit a letter of recommendation from their guidance counselor and two non-family member references. Their names and where they're from are removed, so an unbiased panel can go through and pick the students. Recruiting for next year has already been going strong in the area, and the deadline for applications for next year is February 29th. Back to the current students. They go on 50 to 60 tours of area businesses throughout the year, mostly in the first semester, and learn all about how to create and run a business. On days they aren't touring, they meet at their home base in a building at the Hillsborough Area Hospital. There, they digest what they've learned and journal their experiences for their facilitators and for their future selves. The culmination of all the learning is that they create a class business using real money from investors. They then each create their own businesses. Again, real life, real money, real possibility of success or failure.
Are we actually going to be taking out loans for personal businesses, or is it just going to depend?
I know. You know what's so funny is that there's the question that you're going, is this still like a class where things are in theory and it's not going to cost me physically? And that, it's going to cost you, yeah.
The Montgomery CEO students came up with their class business, which is a concert at the end of this month featuring the band Brushville. Find tickets online at brushvilleconcert.com. They were the ones who had to pitch their ideas to investors to get funding to hold the concert, find a venue, advertise, and they'll reap the success or failure from it. Another step the students took in forming their class business was to pitch their idea to a panel of business professionals in a format similar to the television show Shark Tank.
We had a lot of local business professionals come in and a lot of people on the CEO board, and it was awful. They picked apart our business, and they saw blood in the water, and the sharks were true to their nature, and they attacked. It was a lot like watching something bad happen to your child, because this really was our brainchild, and it was just all picked apart. And of course, there were like a lot of emotions, but we all maintained true professionalism during it all, and we came out of that a lot more experienced and knowledgeable about our concert and about what ways we could improve upon it. So that was a very interesting experience that we had.
That's John. He's in charge of marketing for the class business. Funds raised from the class business will go toward each individual business, and the individual business ideas are as varied as the students.
I'm looking into doing, like, making homemade cat and dog treats, because recently my cat's been throwing up a lot, and I don't know if it's because of his food or not, but it'd be nice to make something that is healthy for pets and then they won't throw up.
I was planning on taking an idea of recycling and running with it. A lot of people they mean to recycle, but they have all their stuff just sitting around their house because they just never make it to the recycling center. They mean to take it there, but it just kind of sits in their hallway or whatever. And I was thinking that I could have a business where I go and I pick up your recyclables and I take it from you to the center so you don't even have to worry about it. It makes recycling easy.
Eternicare, it's basically families who have loved ones in cemeteries, out-of-state loved ones who want to tend to their grave sites but can't do that. I will be the one who will do that.
Well, I intend on going into college for computer systems management, and then I'll probably, if my detailing business does work with the CEO program, I'll run that through college to make my side cash. So
I've created a company known as Fitness Distributed. It's a line of fitness-based clothing that is part of a ranked system, much like martial arts, where you have to rise up with belt colors. The same is true for your fitness level, and there are different skills tests that you may have to pass for each level, and your shirt will denote your fitness attributes.
Remember, creating a successful business is not the only job of these seniors in high school right now. There's still seniors in high school.
I'm really self-driven, and so it's not too bad, but my sleep is really lacking. But I don't want to, like, do bad in any other aspects, like my academics and my athletics. I try to excel in all of the above, and so I'm just doing my best.
That's Carmen. Last I talked to her, her business idea was to be a car decal supplier. So obviously there are many people and pieces that are involved with not only bringing the program to Montgomery County, but helping it run on a daily basis. Heather Hampton Nodal is one of those people. She's on the Montgomery County Board and is chairman of the county's Economic Development Committee. She's been a part of getting the program to Montgomery County and getting it started this year, and throughout the whole process, she's been kind of excited.
I can't really put it in words. It's just such a bright spot in not only economic development, but community development for Montgomery County, so I am thrilled.
And she's not the only one. As the program has gone on and the students toured numerous businesses during their first semester, more and more people in the community have learned about the program and are excited for it and the students to succeed. Heather uses an example of hands to explain how the CEO program can bring the strengths of the students and the community together.
The students, as millennials, the millennial generation, they have strengths, if you think of it as fingers on your left hand as an example. So their strengths are these five things. Whether it's networking, they know how to do that very well through social media and picking up information, adapting to technology and other skills in that set. But the other hand, your other five fingers on the right hand, are what our investors and our community are going to help fill in the gaps, so to speak. So these are skills related to professionalism and what do you expect in the workplace, as well as what does it take to really make a business work. It's that perseverance, persistence. Just because you said you did it doesn't mean it's done. We have to keep until the result is there.
Another important piece to this whole program, and another person that's passionate about it, is the facilitator.
But facilitator in and of itself is simply what the word means. I don't teach, I facilitate.
That's the Montgomery CEO Program facilitator, Ryan Follis. He's a pastor at Nokomis First Baptist Church. He was originally approached to be a mentor, which is a business person that students meet with and learn from one-on-one throughout the program, but was so passionate about what the program could do in the area, he applied to be a facilitator. He's with the students, or as he refers to them, young professionals, on a daily basis.
So I did a lot of groundwork leading up to this school year of making phone calls, talking to a lot of the investors, the board members, getting names of people who would be good for a tour of their business, and then also speakers who could come in and speak to the students. So I organize that schedule, and it incorporates a couple of things. I do have to plan for the grades, which involves their attendance, their professionalism, their engagement with those speakers and the tours, and, of course, a journal that they do weekly, and then, of course, their participation in the class business and the their personal business in that trade show at the end of the program.
We can't talk about the CEO program without talking about Craig Linvall. Cheryl mentioned him earlier as the one who started the program. He was recently diagnosed with cancer, which is why Cheryl Mitchell is the current interim executive director. Cheryl says Craig has a football analogy about school and the program.
Oh, my gosh. This is his best analogy. So we study the game of football. We know there's a ball, and we know there are rules, and we know there's a, you know, field, and there's all the equipment and the plays and the announcers and all the stuff, right? So we do that all the way through school, and kids get out of school and they go, oh my gosh, there's a game? You mean there's a game that goes with all that we just studied in this book called football? I had no idea. So you study the theory, and then you say, yeah, there's this thing called life. And I think that's the piece that just gets me so excited because, I mean, I have two sons, and one of them in school right now, he's a junior, and he's like, this is not preparing me for life at all. Yeah, I can take a test. I know how to take a test, and it's very linear. I study this and this and this. But when I get to real life, it doesn't look like school at all.
I asked Cheryl, what makes the CEO program work?
It doesn't look like school. It doesn't taste like school. It doesn't sound like school. It's real life, real business, real time, and these kids are getting real experience. So, yes, it's successful. And if you talk to students, that's how you know it's working because they're saying every kid needs this.
Also, if you haven't noticed, another important piece to making this program work is the community support. As mentioned earlier, the only way this program begins in the county is with community support, not only in words, but in monetary support. Fala says not only is this program important because of how it can affect the business economy in the county, but it's also about how it can affect the students.
You know, I don't know that the next year it's going to change, but 5 to 6 years, we might see a handful of these young professionals stick with it, start their own businesses locally, or stay local and be a part of a successful business that's already in these communities and help that business become more successful. That we might see more jobs, you know, out of it. We might see business owners who can create more jobs in our county. So that's a long-term and bigger picture. But even on the short scale, that or just on an individual basis, that these young professionals will be better people. They'll just be better human beings. They'll be more civic-minded. They'll be better with managing money. So hopefully the students will figure some of those things out that will go with them for the rest of their life. And then also how it does network our communities more. I see people from Litchfield and Hillsboro and Nokomis and Raymond, everywhere we go, who realize that we have a lot in common. And this brings us closer together and gives us a lot more talking points to how we can improve our county and our communities by sharing those resources.
You can find out so much more information about the program at montgomeryceo.com. Again, some dates to know for the program include the Brushville concert on February 27th, the application deadline on February 29th, and the trade show featuring the students' individual businesses is on April 26th. You've been listening to Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomok.